Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, you're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and this is Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. Secrets of the Streams. Finding your streams.
Have you ever heard statements like these, perhaps even from some friends of yours? If I work hard enough, I'm certain that the company will see my value and give me the raise I deserve. I believe eventually they'll do the right thing. That's just what happened to the woman who just got promoted after 30 years of service. You see, it all works out. Or how about this? I've got a great job with benefits, bonuses, perks, you know, the works. We're all set. We're just fine. Or how about this one? The company I work for is a solid Fortune 500 company. I've been with them for 20 years. I'll be fine. The company is strong and seems like it'll be around forever. Spoken like a true pre-scandal Enron employee. Do you remember when Enron used to advertise on television? Most people don't, but I do. There was an almost subliminal, barely intelligible, one-word lyric kind of permeating the commercial, kind of an undercurrent or undertone. It was the word, why. The commercial continued, and it even echoed at the end of the commercial. Perhaps it's because I'm a former ad exec and producer that my ears were particularly attuned to this particular commercial. Because when I ask people, have they seen this commercial, they give me this blank stare, like, what in the world are you talking about, Bob? And I said, oh, okay, well, at any rate, I digress. Soon after I noted the commercial, the collapse of Enron soon followed. Why? Why did Enron collapse? Was it avarice, corruption, selfishness, apathy? I'm sure each of these negative character traits played a role. Was everyone at Enron filled with greed? Was everyone at Enron looking out for numero uno? I don't think so. In fact, I know so. Absolutely not. In fact, some put their total confidence and trust and faith in the corporation, and unfortunately, now, penniless. Wow. There's something every human being needs to forever bear in mind that chooses to work for someone else. People are fallible. When Enron fell, it wasn't the building that physically collapsed. The financial holdings didn't spontaneously combust or dissipate. When the corporation failed, human lives collapsed. People lost their life savings. Fathers watched years of hard labor evaporate seemingly overnight. Single mothers were suddenly shackled with the burden of reinventing their lives from scratch, along with the lives of their children and their children's futures. How about that? Who's all that coming? I think by now you're starting to get where I'm going with all of this. And you're starting to understand what I mean when I talk about streams. By now you realize I'm talking about other streams of income. What's the purpose of pointing at Enron? It's a classic tale of gain and loss. It's the age-old story of trust and betrayal. That's right, trust and betrayal. It's not just the story of how thousands of lives were deceived and violated, but it's also an untold story of how people inadvertently betray themselves. Yes, I know it's unpleasant to say such things, but it's a reality. How many people took a job to work at Enron at the behest of well-meaning parents, friends, colleagues, and advisors at the expense of a lifelong dream, settling for what seemed to be safety and security rather than pursuing their passion? Somehow, people have been sold a bill of goods that passion and practicality are polar opposites. My friend, nothing could be further from the truth, because both, my friend, can be balanced and blended. We have been taught to be one-dimensional in our thinking. You know, go to school, get an education, do your best, get good grades, and on and on and on it goes. I'm convinced that we have not been given a full education as children. We are not encouraged to understand our complex nature and the possibilities that exist when we embrace all that we have been created to be. Those that do break out of the mold are labeled as insane or eccentric until they come up with a million-dollar invention, challenge erroneous beliefs about the universe, or find a cure for a disease once thought to be incurable. Then they are the celebrated heroes of the day. Despite a gross miseducation of our dynamic nature, the beauty of being human is that God created us to progress and to discover for ourselves. Do you remember the first time you went to the candy store by yourself? Can you picture it in your mind's eye? All these wonderful new flavors for you to investigate. All the wonderful colors, so vibrant and shiny. Sugary, tasty. Oh, yes, waiting for you to taste, to know, to embrace. Do you remember that? Well, guess what, my friend? Such is life, my friend. Such is life. Sometimes you have to go back to that time in your childhood and your mind being full of wonder and expectation. Let go of the shackles of the cares of the day from time to time and just be a kid. Be a kid like Jesus said, be a kid. In fact, Jesus said, you can't even begin to comprehend the kingdom of God except you come as a child. That's saying quite a bit. You might be asking by now, why streams, Bob? Well, I thought you'd never ask. But as I said before, I think the Enron story is proof positive that we need to have different opportunities and different venues and means of access to finance that go beyond what I call the mainstream. Now, I believe everybody needs a mainstream. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying go willy-nilly and just go, you know, kind of haphazardly through life trying to find these different streams and kind of being a jack of all trades and master of none. I'm not talking about that. What I am talking about is taking the opportunities that exist before you. There are some legitimate financial opportunities that exist that don't have to absorb all of your time. Because time is a very precious and valuable commodity. You know what they say about time, and it's true, you can't get time back. So bear that in mind. You know, I brought you to this part of the discourse for this reason. I want you to find more streams from which to draw from. That's what this is about. You know, because a stream can dry up. You know, the mainstream can dry up. You know, Enron's not the only one. Kmart's had some issues and so forth. There's no guarantees about any business. Our trust ultimately has to be in God and relying on God to give us wisdom. I want you to take this journey with me. I want you to put on your life jacket because we're going to get in the water. We're going to take a little canoe trip. But I'm going to be guiding the canoe for a while. So you go ahead and pull your oars in and get
comfortable.
Not too comfortable. You need to keep your eyes open because I want you to watch for those streams that are just right for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to row, and while I'm rowing and where I'm pointing out different kinds of streams and different opportunities that you may want to consider, well, that might just be where you say, Bob, you know what? I think I want to go get my canoe and I'm going to head down that way. And that's fine by me. In the meantime, enjoy the trip and let's get rowing. If you've ever been unemployed and looking for work and income, you know that feeling of worthlessness that you get when you're told, we're not hiring right now, but we'll keep your application on file. You ever heard that one before? I know I have. Or, you're overqualified. Or, I'm sorry, we just filled that position. If you know that feeling, you know that feeling called worthlessness, then you probably know his little brother, despair. This is where you lose your common sense and start believing that there is a place looking for managers with no experience. We've all seen that ad. You've seen the ad. And if you saw that ad while you still had a job, you know good and well if you saw that in the paper, you would laugh and laugh and laugh. And then you'd get somebody else to look at it and they'd laugh with you. And soon it'd be like a little hyena convention right there in your office. And the laughing could be heard for miles and miles around. You don't know why? Because you and I both know that there's no place looking for managers with no experience. Not a real job. I'll tell you about my experience like that. I've been out there. I checked out the no experience needed for managers as if somehow magically, out of all the things and opportunities that existed, somehow I was uniquely qualified for this particular position and all the visions of grandeur danced in my head. Well, I'll tell you what happened when I got there. They stuck a box in my hand, and there was perfume inside that box, and they said, you go out there, and you see the people. That's what they told me. They said, see the people. You know, that was an extremely low point in my life, because I remember standing on a corner with a box in my hand, going to people, wanting to give them discount designer fragrances or knockoffs or whatever you call it. That was a low point. That's how I know that there's no such thing as a job that for managers with no experience needed. It's a fallacy. Know thyself. In the wildly popular movie The Matrix, the lead character, Neo, is on a quest to discover his destiny. When he arrives at the home of the Oracle, there is an inscription on the doorway arch that means, know thyself. Perhaps you're on a journey of personal discovery. Perhaps you're even wondering, what's my purpose in life? What am I supposed to be doing? Perhaps there are some of you thinking, you know, I know that there's something else out there for me to do. There's a different way for me to generate finance and income than what I'm doing right now. And you know what? You're right. There is. But what's very important for you to understand and to know is this, is you need to understand and know yourself. You need to know what risks you're able to take. You need to know what disciplines you're willing to engage yourself in to acquire some of these streams that exist. You need to know what you will and will not do. As we talk about streams, I'm going to share some information that from some personal experiences that I've had with regard to some of the organizations that I've encountered. These are my experiences, and this is in no way endorsing or putting down any organizations that I'm going to mention. This is simply an experience to help illustrate the importance of really knowing what your business temperaments are. Amway is a way. I remember a time in my late 20s when I was looking to make a little extra income. Fact is, I wanted to make a lot of extra income. To put it bluntly, I was desperate and really needed to get the cash flow going. I was exposed to a myriad of money-making opportunities, of which none of them worked for me. The operative word is for me. I remember a feeling of disillusionment and discouragement. Why didn't the plan work for me? Why? Now that is the proper question. Why indeed? You know what? I am thankful for the pain of that process because it has led me to the proper conclusion from which I have grown naturally and spiritually, because there's truth involved. The reason those things didn't work for me is because of me. As I reflect further, I remember initial feelings of skepticism. Anytime someone said to me, "Hey, Bob, there's something I want you to take a look at. If it's not for you, fine. I just want to know what you think."
Tune in next week for part two of Secrets of the Streams. Thank you for joining us on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio App, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?